and welcome to SW News. Yesterday, Karnataka government under the leadership of Chief Minister Siddaramaiah took a historic decision of according a separate religion status to Lingayat community. The Lingayat community is the most powerful community in Karnataka. Now, this move of Siddaramaiah has certain political ramifications, and today we will be discussing the same with our managing editor Mr. Sujit Nair. So, first of all, I want to ask you, the Siddaramaiah government first took an anti-Hindi stance, then came up with a separate flag for Kannada people, for Karnataka. And now, it is moving towards according a separate religion status to Lingayat community. How do you view it?
Let's talk about Lingayat first and the separate religion factor. We have around 17.5% Lingayat in Karnataka. 17.5% Lingayat of the total population. So, they're quite a formidable lot. Now, bulk of this 17.5% resides in northern Karnataka.
Definitely.
More than anything else, northern Karnataka is also a reasonable stronghold for Bharatiya Janata Party. Southern Karnataka is more a Congress stronghold. Northern Karnataka is got a reasonable stronghold for Bharatiya Janata Party. So, okay. So, these people, Lingayat, are basically from northern Karnataka. Bulk of them. Okay. Northern Karnataka also has 105 assembly seats in Karnataka. 105 assembly seats is in northern Karnataka. And out of which, if you see, people say that 100 out of this 105 seats have got huge influence of the Lingayat community. So now you see the math. Okay. Siddaramaiah's complete strategy was to ensure that northern Karnataka comes into Congress. Those 100 seats where Lingayat has tremendous amount of clout and Lingayat actually dominates those 100 seats, they come to the Congress, and therefore his entire strategy was to ensure that he wins the election. Okay, so basically this religious, this giving a separate religious status, right, wrong, otherwise that's a separate debate. But giving this special religious status was a pure poll strategy for Siddaramaiah. Okay, there was no ideology in it. There was no ethics in it. It was a pure poll strategy. Okay, and the math is as follows. Like I told you, this is the math. 105 seats where they are in northern Karnataka, out of which 100 seats have Lingayat influence. And he wanted those 100 seats for himself. So he did this. Okay, and the best thing is, like I said before, 100 seats, these 105 seats, or these northern Karnataka is primarily, predominantly, I won't say BJP stronghold, but BJP is pretty strong there. I mean, BJP has a good influence there. So, yeah, I mean, this was his political strategy.
So, considering that BJP's chief ministerial candidate, B.S. Yediyurappa, he is also hails from northern Karnataka. His assembly constituency is from northern Karnataka. Now, BJP has a significant presence in northern Karnataka. It's quite a stronghold for the party. And now, with this move, the Lingayats, who traditionally have been the voters of BJP, loyalists of BJP, has the Siddaramaiah government put the BJP in a fix?
See, I'll tell you what. BJP has constantly playing the communal card, the religious politics. Okay? Now, Congress is playing the caste card. Okay, so you have one playing the religious politics, communal politics, and one playing the caste politics. Theek hai. Another interesting thing is, same thing happened in Gujarat. Congress played the caste politics and BJP played the religious politics. Now, obviously, it's also, there's one more thing that's going to happen. See, Hindus have not taken this decision very lying down. Hindus, obviously, it's going to have impact on Hindu sentiments. Okay, what BJP is now going to try and do, to my knowledge, would be to unite the Hindus. Okay, and they've already started a hashtag yesterday, I guess, that Congress divides Hindus.
Yes.
That hashtag is up yesterday. So, yeah, that's their strategy now. Their strategy will be Hindu khatre mein hai. Congress is going to divide Hindu. Look what they did in Gujarat. Look what they're doing in Karnataka. And that's going to be the mainstay. What is sad is Congress will gain out of Lingayat, BJP will gain out of Hindu, Karnataka will lose. Karnataka will lose because end of the day, slowly but steadily, nobody seems to be talking about development. Again, it has gone back to caste, creed and religion. So this is the sad, very sad part of what happened in what's happening in Karnataka. It is very disheartening. It is very disheartening because all of us were little excited to know that, you know, somewhere down the line, India was slowly rejecting, you know, caste and creed politics.
Caste politics and religious politics.
No, we've come back to the same, and that's exactly what it has happened. So let us be very clear. It is, I don't think Congress has any love lost for Lingayats. It is not for the love of Lingayats or because of they support the Lingayats that they've given this particular status. They've given this status purely because they want to earn votes. And mind you, starting today, I mean, in fact, starting yesterday, look at the way BJP is going to encash it with Hindus, saying, look, you know, Hindus has to unite, otherwise BJP will divide, and I mean, it's going to work. It's going to work for BJP. So let's not rule out the fact that BJP is in trouble. No way. BJP is going to make this BJP is going to take this to their advantage, for sure.
Definitely, sir. But do you think that it will also convert in votes? Because if we see, in 2013, there was a social engineering tactic applied by Chief Minister Siddaramaiah. He played an Ahinda card where he united the Muslims, he united the lower caste people, and he won on the majority. So now with Lingayat also on Congress side, assuming that Lingayats will be on Congress side and Ahinda, do you think BJP will fare the game?
See, end of the day, 84% of, now of course you minus the Lingayat, but bulk of, even still now, 60-70% of the population in Karnataka are Hindus. So, and BJP is known to unite Hindus. I mean, look at what they did. Don't forget what they did in Uttar Pradesh. You see, think about it. When they bought Yogi Adityanath to a place like Karnataka, which is actually irrelevant. What is Yogi Adityanath? I was wondering, what is Yogi Adityanath doing in Karnataka? One of the things that the signal that they were sending to Karnataka is, look, we are going to polarize Karnataka. Okay, because Yogi Adityanath is a doctorate in that. Okay, he's a master in that. Okay, so that was what they were doing. Possibly, they preempted. They preempted that Lingayat would be given a religious status. They preempted that possibly Congress will try to garner Lingayat vote. And get that separated. So they preempted that and they did it. They got Yogi Adityanath. I don't know how much of Yogi Adityanath is going to work Karnataka in the future after the Uttar Pradesh loss. That I don't know. But that was what they did. And that was definitely a strategy that possibly Amit Shah had said. Look, you know that we'll bifurcate. So somewhere down the line, like I said before, I'm repeating myself. Congress separated the Lingayats. BJP will unite the Hindus. So yeah, you have to tit for tat. I don't know where the development goes. I don't know what happens to Karnataka. I don't know what happens to Bijli Sadak Pani. I don't know what happens to jobs for youth. I don't know what happens to the state infrastructure. And they definitely need infrastructure. I don't know what happens to farmers. I don't know what happens to agriculture. All that, I don't know. Yeah, Lingayat is separated. Hindus will be united. All that is what we are talking about. Sad.
So you talked about UP. You said that BJP united Hindus in UP and won in big numbers. But sir, considering the recent bipolar results, we saw the face-off of religious politics and then caste politics. So now we are seeing here in UP, on the basis of religion, on the basis of Hindu votes, BJP managed to storm to power. And in Gorakhpur and Phulpur results, as we see them, it was a caste engineering and the coming together of BSP and SP that made them win the seat. So what is bigger? Is it religious politics or the caste politics? Religious engineering or caste engineering?
You know, Aarti, I'm sad. I don't even want to answer that question. Because you are asking who is a better guy. Is a dacoit a better person or a thief? You know, I don't know, Aarti, which is better. Let time tell which is better, caste politics or religious politics. The best politics for the country is development politics.
Which is sadly not happening.
The best politics for the country is development politics. You know, I was hoping that you know, 2019 will see a party that will talk development. I was hoping that it will come to that. I was hoping that people... See, in my mind, people rejected caste, religious politics in Uttar Pradesh. Okay, and voted for BASP. But then, yeah, you're right. Maybe, yes, they voted for caste politics there. Okay, but I was always hoping that, you know, the vote that they had casted was more so for ruling out communal land and getting in, you know, developmental plan. But it didn't happen. So I don't know, Aarti. I don't know who is right, who is wrong. I am personally very saddened with this. I am personally saddened with the fact that, you know, we have completely emerged into caste and creed and religion. Okay, for a country which is heading towards, you know, a global domination, a country which is headed towards, when I say global domination, I mean economic domination, a country which dreamt of being an economic superpower. Where are we going? Where are we going? Now we'll be talking about, bhai, are we Lingayat superpower, are we Hindu superpower, are we Muslim superpower? Where are we going? It is very sad.
So my last question to you. The move of Siddaramaiah, will it backfire or will it help him?
See, as on now, it is helping him. It's going to help him. As on now, it's going to help him. See, but I am also very confident about BJP's ability to polarize. Okay, when I'm saying confident, BJP is specialized in that. This separate religious status is definitely going to work as a catalyst for BJP's polarization. For sure. So, I don't know, Aarti, at this stage. I don't know. So, it is, you can't assume, the numbers are all favoring Congress. 105 seats and 100 seats and all that is favoring Congress. But I don't know. Religious polarization, this is going to add like a catalyst. Yesterday, Congress divides Lingayat was trending. Okay, people were expressing their anger. I don't know. Maybe this, if this can be garnered by BJP, you never know. BJP will come back from nowhere and possibly take the roost.
To get more clarity on the issue, we talked to President of Lingayat Boarding, Sang Lee, who has been supporting the separate religion status for the community. Why the demand for separate Lingayat religion?
अभी लास्ट मंथ 2000 वो आंदोलन की बदौलत 2014 में हमारे महाराष्ट्र गवर्नमेंट ने एक समिति का गठन किया था कि जैसे कि उनको हम हमारी मांग थी कि हमको ओबीसी को कुछ पूर्व जातियों को हमारे में ओबीसी आरक्षण मिलना चाहिए तो उस आंदोलन की गठन करके महाराष्ट्र गवर्नमेंट ने जो समिति का गठन किया उस समिति ने जो रिपोर्ट पेश किया है गवर्नमेंट को उस रिपोर्ट में उन्होंने लिखा है कि लिंगायत ये एक अलग धर्म है और इसकी सिफारिश राज्य शासन को केंद्र सरकार को करनी चाहिए उसके बाद गवर्नमेंट चेंज होने की वजह से वो मामला ठंडा पड़ गया लेकिन कर्नाटक में जहाँ के लिंगायत समाज की संख्या बहुत ज़्यादा है वहाँ पे ये आंदोलन जोर पकड़ा और हमारी सबसे बड़ी मांग ये है कि हमें धर्म की अलग हमें कर्म करके मान्यता मिलनी चाहिए और माइनॉरिटी स्टेटस हमको मिलना चाहिए
What will be the future course of action if the center refuses to accept the separate religion status for Lingayat community?
नहीं अभी सेंटर को रिजेक्ट करना भी इतना आसान नहीं है क्योंकि कई मामलों में एक दो तीन मामले सुप्रीम कोर्ट में भी इसके पहले इस तरह से हुए हैं इस मतलब आंदोलन के दौरान जहाँ पे सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने कुछ मामलों में ये नोट किया है कि ओ भाई ये लिंगायत धर्म अलग धर्म है लेकिन जैसे कि ये सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट के अंदर आता है इसलिए जब तक सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट इसको लिंग धर्म करके अलग स्टेटस नहीं देती तब तक इनको सिर्फ हिंदू एज अ हिंदू इनको काउंट किया जाए लेकिन इसका मतलब यही होगा कि सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने भी माना है कि ये लिंगायत धर्म अलग धर्म अगर सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट जैसे कि अभी बीजेपी गवर्नमेंट है बीजेपी गवर्नमेंट अगर इस बात को नहीं मानती और ये प्रस्ताव अगर ठुकरा देती है तो हमें सुप्रीम कोर्ट का वापस दरवाजा खटखटाना पड़ता है
What is the difference between वीर शैव and लिंगायत community?
कर्नाटक में अभी जो समिति का गठन हुआ उन्होंने इन दोनों के इशू में भी बहुत अच्छा स्टडी किया है और इस स्टडी के बाद उन्होंने रिपोर्ट में ये लिखा है कि लिंगायत धर्म एक अलग धर्म है और अगर वीर शैव जो खुद को सिर्फ वीर शैव मानते हैं अगर वो लोग महात्मा बसवेश्वर को अपना संस्था पर धर्म संस्था पर और सब बसवेश्वर वचन को अपना धर्म ग्रंथ मानते हैं तो उनको भी वीर शैव लिंगायत धर्म के लिए मान्यता देने की जरूरत है
सो व्हाट द बीजेपी इज गोना डू नेक्स्ट इज टू बी सीन बट फॉर नाउ इट इज श्योरली द लिंगायत सेपरेटिंग फ्रॉम हिंदुइज्म इज हेल्पिंग चीफ मिनिस्टर सिद्धारमैया Till then, keep watching HW News. You can also follow us on Facebook and subscribe to us on YouTube.